Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, disgraceful, there are now two principal candidates for the Republican nomination for governor in 2022. They're going to fight it out in August, in the August primary, and then one of them will stumble out of the fray and then take on the Governor Evers in November. And the two that are there right now, Clayfish and Nicholson, Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, and Kevin Nicholson, both of them incompetent to be governor. Rebecca Clayfish, as Walker's lieutenant governor, was his pom-pom girl. Jumped up and down on the sideline with the pom-poms over Foxconn. Billions of dollars on a napkin. The clown Walker had no business experience. He didn't work in the private sector. What he'd done was left college before he graduated, went to work for the American Red Cross and ran for office. Doesn't know beans about business. And he's sitting there on behalf of the Wisconsin residents and legislature signing a napkin because he thinks that's how it's done. He thinks what, Elon Musk does that? What, does he think Jeff Bezos does that? I mean, come on. That's what he did. She's jumping up and down right next to him with the pom-poms. She stands by Foxconn, said it was a good deal. She would destroy the state. She's not competent. You can't put somebody like that in. I mean, you wouldn't put him in as president of IBM. You wouldn't put him in as president of Microsoft or McDonald's or anything, CEO. And, you know, to tell you the truth, there's a lot smaller companies you wouldn't put her in charge of, like anyone. But our biennial budget is up around well over $70 billion. You can't put her in charge of $70 billion or more, a lot more. Nicholson is the same or worse. Nicholson has no experience at all in politics, government, business, anything. His shtick is that he's a veteran. I respect that. I'm a veteran, a lot of veterans. But he shot his mouth off in 2018 when he ran for Senate, beaten in the primary, and he got up on his hind legs and he said, veterans who are Democrats are traitors to the country. You know, he better be careful saying stuff like that to veterans. I was angry and I called, didn't call. I issued a written challenge to a debate. They tucked tail and they ran and they would not do it. You can't have a governor who says that veterans who vote Democratic are traitors. This is not Texas. This is not Mississippi. We're not going to put up with that. So you have these two clowns. Well, what have they both done that they agree on now? The two clowns just announced that they agree on eliminating the Wisconsin Election Commission. Wisconsin Election Commission is three Democrats and three Republicans. It was originally put in by Walker because he got rid of the old elections board, which is totally nonpartisan, just professionals. And they ran elections according to the law, according to the statute book. That was the desired way to do it, the clean way to do it. Walker decided we'll put in three Democrats and three Republicans, and maybe they can throw some sand in the gears and maybe screw up these elections to help the Republicans. It didn't work out that way. It turns out that the staff, a very good staff, were just like the old Elections Commission staff for doing it honestly. And when there's a 3-3 directive, which has happened lately, but not traditionally, they just go ahead and do what they have to do. And by the way, it used to be 6-0. Even that everybody agrees, in the old days anyway, they agreed, you should have mail-in voting, you should have drop boxes, they're permitted by state law. They should be monitored, done fairly. And we have the cleanest elections in the country. We're the cleanest state in the country. Until Walker came along and Voss and gerrymandering. Well, now Clayfish and Nicholson want to get rid of that. And they want to have no election supervision other than the Wisconsin legislature. The Wisconsin legislature is gerrymandered. It's crooked. It's a crooked deal. Because the Democrats get about a third of the seats in the assembly and the Senate, roughly, but they get half the votes. They get half the votes or more. So you have clowns up there who are illegitimate. These illegitimate clowns will supervise elections to make sure that they are reelected and that more illegitimate clowns get in. One thing they can do is what they're doing in Arizona right now. There is actually a bill in the legislature in Arizona right now, and they're a gerrymandered legislature. It will pass. It says the legislature picks the electors in a presidential election. So yes, there's a presidential election, but when the Democrat, in this case Biden, beats the Republican by 10 or 20,000 votes, the legislature can say, well, that's not in the interests of Arizona, so we are going to appoint 10 Trump electors. That will go to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats. Republican Party has seized control of the judiciary, and then through gerrymandering through the legislature. So it does not matter if you break free and vote for somebody honest in the executive, president or governor, because the legislature and the judiciary will team up to take away your vote. And many of you listening and others will vote Republican for this. What you have to understand is that throughout history, people have voted to take away their own right to vote. You'd think, well, come on, how's that possible? It happened in Algeria. There's a ballot initiative. Do you want to give up your right to vote? Majority said yes. Here, if you vote for Clayfish, if you vote for Nicholson, if you vote Republican for the legislature, you are giving up your right to vote. Why do I say that? Has it gotten to the point in Wisconsin that the legislature will appoint the electors for president? That is not the law right now, but that can be the law. And Clayfish and Nicholson are proposing abolishing the Wisconsin Election Commission. They're also using Gableman as a point man. You're paying for it. You're paying for it. Started out at $44,000, then $676,000. Now the limits are off, to go around the state and harass poll workers and election commissioners at local levels and scare them. Many of them are refusing to serve in the future, and that's how the Republicans will take over elections. If there's one issue that should concern you the most, it's preserving your right to vote, to have it mean something, to go down to the voting place on election day and have it fairly run by honest people and have it fairly counted by honest people, or mail in your ballot. That is under attack. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.